my love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love.
Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. There's Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. A 9-week run at the top of the singles charts with Endless Love on this day in 1981, 41 years ago today. That was a big, I don't know if it probably still is not, just passage of time. Big wedding song, long time. Diana Ross, Lionel Richie, number one on this day in 81 with Endless Love. We've been talking with Michael Robillard. He is the co-author of Don't Go to College, A Case for Revolution. That book is available now. Michael, you write that, what's the point of college? Changing the world is the reverse of the university's proper purpose, which is to understand the world. And that's a keen insight. Much of college now is how students can go out and change the world. If you were designing universities, colleges, you started anew, how do you take the goal of understanding the world and put it into play?
Well, I think in terms of understanding the world, it has to come from an attitude of epistemic humility and a regard for the past and a regard for the amazing and wonderful inheritance of knowledge that our culture and our civilization has provided to us. And that used to be the foundation of the Christian Aristotelian model of college. But now, you know, because college has largely been overtaken, at least since the 60s, but three generations now of radical Marxists, the presumption is that any norm that is present must be ripped down. It must be changed. It must be subverted or transgressed. And this is just a presupposition that people have within the walls of academia, and that itself can't be questioned. So, you know, for all the calls for open mindedness or calls for change, anyone that advances an idea of tradition is not regarded as legitimate within those walls.
Has this change happened because the administration and universities want it, or because students have demanded of this change the focus of college?
I think it's probably a combination of both. I mean, I think if you listen to somebody like a Jordan Peterson or James Lindsay or Peter Prigozhin, who just started the University of Austin, the new parallel academic project with Elon Musk's money down in Austin, their story is something to the effect that starting with Antonio Gramsci and the Frankfurt School and the neo-Marxists in the 1930s, they made a concerted effort to capture the institutions of the West with the express purpose of undermining Western Christian civilization. And this is Gramsci's so-called long march through the institutions. And they recognized that academia was one of the key, you know, one or two top institutions that if they could control that, then what the culture top down, you know, the top down pressure they would have on the culture or influence they would have on the culture would be able to achieve their goals. And this is, we've inherited at least three generations now of that ethic. So that's a part of it. And then the other part of it is these administrative hirings and this swelling HR departments that has more causal power within academia than the actual professors. So that has its own feature as well.
If you don't go to college, as the book suggests, there are still ways to educate yourself and to learn how to teach yourself philosophy and do the same for other subjects. There is so much great information available and teaching resources available out there for people who really want to learn. Of course, online.hillsdale.edu. Find our online courses there. But what do you recommend for people who either didn't go to college years ago or perhaps won't be going in the future years to sort of still learn and to sort of keep that education up?
Yeah, so I think that that's a great point. Hillsdale obviously is leading the way in this, and you can also go to Udemy.com and other places where if you are, you have more of an autodidactic spirit, then you can find nearly all the world's information is out there. So it just requires, you know, some degree of self-discipline and maybe a little bit of curation and direction. But that we would suggest for anybody who wants to still, acquire a good foundation in the classics, in the great works, in Plato and Aristotle and Aquinas and really the foundational ideas that have built Western civilization. That's what you need. And that is all accessible. And that is, to our mind, the greatest intellectual antidote against this present stack of intersectional ideologies, whether it's critical race theory or transgenderism or LGBT or just all these really propagandized ideas that are antithetical to Christianity and to America and to the core notions of citizenship. We point people towards online resources, and we point them particularly to start with Plato and Aristotle and then build from there.
Don't Go to College, A Case for Revolution is the book. Michael Robillard is with us, co-author, along with Timothy Gordon. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here today on The Steve Gruber Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This portion of the show brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food, made with the highest quality pork and chicken. Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food that Steve Gruber uses for his herd of canines. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food. Find it at greatlakespetfood.com, greatlakespetfood.com. Back to wrap up this edition of the show. Next, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.